Garland of Flowers with the Apparition of the Virgin and Child to St. Leopold by Daniel Segers. Collaboration on a single work by several specialist painters was common in Flanders during the 17th century. It applied to subjects as varied as figures, flowers, animals, landscapes, and architecture. This specialization was in response to a fashion for depicting reality in all its diversity, and collaboration ensured an even quality of execution in all areas, which a single painter might not have achieved. Segers painted the flowers, and Diepenbeck the feigned monochrome bas-relief in the central cartouche. This masterpiece of 1647 was a gift presented the following year to Archduke Leopold William of Austria, governor of the Spanish Netherlands, when he visited the Jesuit convent in Antwerp. Here, the cartouche depicts the miraculous apparition of the Virgin and Child to the Archduke's patron saint, St. Leopold, Margrave of Austria, who lived in the 12th century. Segers, a pupil of Jan Velvet Bruegel, and who later joined the Jesuits, modernized the garlands of flowers his master painted constantly, grouping them in festoons on a Baroque architectural detail. In his more spectacular compositions, he created more dynamic and balanced links between these festoons, using the interplay of stems and colors. His flowers are true to nature, and in high relief, painted in the full light, with no darkening shade. Diepenbeck painted altarpieces in the style of Rubens, designed stained glass windows for Antwerp churches, and monochrome subjects for engravings. His suave and economical style perfectly reflected Flemish religious tradition. The two painters successfully exploit the opposing qualities of their materials, the lightness and fragility of the transient flowers symbolizing praise for the qualities of the Virgin and the Saint, in contrast with the rocky solidity of the trompe-l'œil bas-relief depicting the miracle.